Employment in the Valley is continuing to grow.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Annual growth of payroll employment in the Valley was 2,500 new jobs as of March 2019. That is 0.7% annual growth rate, a drop from 1.5 of last year. It is also a slower growth rate than the national average at 1.7%. The Valley's unemployment rate now has dropped between 4 to 4.2% over the last 3 months. Many of us have seen the new warehouses which are going up right and left in the Valley, and of course the increase in truck traffic on local roads. There is actually a sector in the economy called transportation and warehousing. This sector includes passenger cargo transportation as well as all those warehouses being built and trucks driving in the Valley. And for the first time since 2011, this sector was not the fastest growing one in the Valley in March. According to the newly revised data, it grew at 4.9% per year, significantly below its double-digit growth of 2017. This drops the sector's ranking to second behind construction, which recorded a seasonally adjusted 5.2% growth. The healthcare sector, which has been growing almost regardless of everything else at around 2% annually, grew at 0.5% during the first 2 months of this year, an unusual slow growth rate, which may just go back to its regular trend in the coming months. While manufacturing production continued to increase, employment in this sector in the Valley dropped through 2014. This sector, which used to fill one out of every two jobs in the Valley, is now providing only one out of every 10 jobs. However, there is good news for manufacturing. The decline in its ranks has stopped and its employment is slowly expanding in the Valley since 2014. Employment, the way we are familiar with, is changing. Automation will continue to increase output in all sectors while reducing the number of people needed to produce that output. We are used to seeing robots build things, replacing employees in manufacturing. What is harder to get used to is, for example, a robot accountant. Far-fetched? Now it's here. It's called TurboTax. It does not look like C-3PO, but it can do your taxes. This is the new wave of robots, which don't look like their science fiction version, but do their task independently nevertheless. These are basically computers with predictive modeling software and artificial intelligence modules, which make them capable of doing their task while, quote-unquote, learning new things. The more prepared we are as a society, the less hardship we will go through when these shifts in jobs and importance of sectors become more and more pronounced. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.